morning, saints. Amen. Shall we rise for a quick word of prayer? Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you, O God, our Master, Jehovah, our Creator, our Maker, our all in all. Father, we come here this morning to nurse from you, Lord, our strength, our knowledge, our everything. Because, Father, we know that our strength comes from you. You are our strong tower. And, Father, help us this morning. Help each one of us. And, Father, help me, Lord, to, Father, share with my fellow pilgrim brethren, Father, what you put on my heart this morning. And, Lord, open, Lord, the hearts, O God, Father, to your word. And Lord, bless the service, bless each one of us. May we give you all the glory. Father, for unto you and you alone belong all the glory forever and ever. Amen. And Father, we give you that glory this morning, our living souls into whom you breathe the breath of life. And that life, this life you've given us today is nothing just to honor your name, to praise you. There's no life if we can give you back that life and praise your name. So Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you. And thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, you may be seated. I'll try again my best to go fast. Again, my goal is to reach the calling of Abraham. But last time, I couldn't get there quite because for me, do we need to turn off the light? You can turn off the light if you want to. To reach really what I'm trying to get to, I just want to share some background so that you'll be able to follow me. So quick recap for those. First of all, are you getting anything useful from the service? Because if you're not getting anything useful, there's no need for me to continue. I don't like wait, because if I waste your time, that means I'm wasting God's time. And I'll have to answer for that. God don't like anybody wasting his people's time. So I want to make sure that you're getting something, not just enjoying. You can enjoy something that may not be useful to you. But I want to make sure it's useful. All right, so quick recap. We are in the Lord's Prayer. And we've seen that the Lord's Prayer is life. It's eternal from beginning to end. And that's the only prayer that he taught us. So we cannot just pray that prayer as a ceremonial prayer. But as I said, throughout the ages, the devil always, what the devil can do, the devil cannot tell God does not exist. He did not tell that to Eve. He did not tell that to Adam. Because he knows that he'll get, that won't work. So the strategy is to make what God said of no effect. So when the disciples asked God, teach us to pray, he taught them one prayer, that's an eternal prayer. And I told what Wesley said, that prayer contained everything that a human can possibly ask for your whole life. But the devil, one thing he did, make it of no effect to the people. So the Lord's Prayer became just a ceremonial prayer. So we are trying to bring that back, and God sent us a prophet who brought back God's present tense. Amen?
Amen?
So when you're praying the Lord's Prayer, there have to be a sincere prayer, something that you get into, not just because you heard it everybody. Each time you go to any ceremony, they'll say, let us pray. They'll start, our Father who art in heaven, it begin, they'll just run through it and it's over. No. That prayer is a sacred prayer.
Amen.
Before you even say the word Father, if you remember, he said that before you call on your Father, he knows everything that you need.
Yes.
So when you call the Father, all depends on how you call that Father. It's like, imagine you're at home, and a child just goes, Father! You answer, what's wrong with you? But imagine a child comes to say, Father, that kind of gets all your attention. Son, daughter, what you need? Is everything right? Right? So it all depends on how you call the Father. And that's why we are stuck on the Father. And as I told you, the relationship, when you establish, I'm trying to recap for the people who are not here to be able to follow. So you have to there is a relationship between paternity between you and the father. When that relationship is, then what happens is that the son trusts the father with full confidence. That whatever I ask my father, there's no doubt that he will grant it to me because the father knows what is good. If he does not give it to me, he knows why he does not give it to me. And as a son, I should trust that the father knew why he didn't give it to me. And as a father will show, build that character, will build that trust in his son by identifying himself by characteristics. Like if you ask a child, tell him by your father, oh, my father is tall. That's what he'll say. Oh, my father is strong. Oh, my father can do. Because that child does not just know the father by name, but is knowing the father by characteristics. Oh, my father can buy me this. So it's the same as child of God. My father, God will heal me. He promised, died on the cross for my healing. Amen. He will save my son. He will save my daughter. I don't have a job. He will give me that job. He saw that assurance in God. And you see, Brother Branham said many times in the prayer lines, you see people who have been in a message for a long time, they won't get healed. People walk off the street and know nothing about God. And those get healed. And my brother said, you see, the only trick was that is that faith that grabbed God by any time. Amen. One time a child, Brother Brown, they say, how come people, the Beatles were in Australia? People walk off to them were healed. And the child, Brother Brown said, they sit in. Brother Brown said, no. What happened is that those people faith. It's God have a law that if you can have faith in him, those people, that thing that they're reaching God through those, is not really this, but so that faith is what healed the people. Amen? But Christians, sometimes what happens to us is that the devil tricks us. Okay? We are Christian, but the devil tries to always trick you like he wants to always put you in a corner and reason with you. And also as Christians, sometimes we like to listen to the devil's sermons. And that's where you get into trouble. Amen? You should never listen to him. Just listen to your father. Amen? So, quickly, then you can follow the rest. So I'm still on the father. And as I told you, the father has to put characteristics. And throughout the ages, God was teaching his children by projecting the characteristics of who he is. And that will justify the different names that you see they call him. All those were just divine appellation, divine attribute of God. But you see, people begin to think there are so many gods. Amen? And as I told you last time, we want a Hebrew. I won't go on to that as we get time. I told the Hebrew is what's called a VSO language, verb, subject, object. The verb is the action. What happened? Characteristics. So like, for example, when God comes somewhere and identifies himself, whatever he did, they use that place, Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi. You can see all that, okay? Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Something happened is all the action that happened, okay? That God identified himself by his characteristics. And Brother Bram told us. And that's why Jesus said, if you don't believe me, standing here, wearing garment like you, Hebrew garment like you or whatever, then believe the actions. Because throughout the action, you see that's how your great father, the new God, through the action. Because if you remember, when Moses said, when I go there, how should I tell them? He said, I am. And then he said, okay, here it is. Do this. Because I know that God is identified by actions. And also when the disciple of John went to the prison, from the prison went to Jesus, they said, are you the one? Jesus didn't say anything. He didn't even tell me, Yeshua, whatever. He said, go tell John what you've seen. Salvation, healing, then God will ask, those are the actions because that's how God identifies himself by his characteristics. Okay? All right. Now, quickly, why am I teaching you Hebrew? I'm not really teaching you Hebrew to speak. I'm just showing some Hebrew things to point you to things that we go through. Okay? Abraham said it here himself. He said that the book is an Oriental, but we have a Western conception. But those two are far from each other. And that's the reason why today we have so many divisions by the way we're interpreting. But you and I, how happy should we be that God sent us a prophet at the end time to shine light on all those mysteries through our, okay? The Bible is not just any simple book. How many were here? Brother George Martin was here. Brother George Martin was talking about a pin code, 31211, all those. And you look through a Bible, the Bible is not just a simple book. And people, obviously people are not trying to get power with that character. And we know that power with that character is satanic. People are trying to use the Bible for all kinds of things, mysticism. Because inside the Bible, when you begin to study, you come across a certain thing. When you run through, you say, no, I have it now. I have to go work. So you see, but instead of just accepting that this is something God did for me, people can run a lamb with it, start some new things, start some mysticism, start some new religion, start this and that and that. That's the reason we have us, because the Bible is a book of mystery. Amen? The Hebrew call it high, life. Okay? Now, so I was just wanting to can you advance it a little bit? Advance. I just want to teach you some few things so that you understand. Many times, Brother Brown will say certain things. Myself, I came to the message in 1985. That was 32 years ago. There are many things I didn't understand. But I just believe it that if God sent a prophet, it's true. It's absolutely true. I just believe it. 30 years later, I'm studying. I listen to, whoa, there it is. Okay? So when you don't understand, just believe it. God said it. God sent a prophet. He said it is true. Don't doubt it. One day, God will open your eyes to see. So I said, this is the Hebrew alphabet. And it starts, we read from right to left. And I show this like this is a King James Version Bible in Hebrew. We open from back to front. We open like this, And everything has to be read. And this is Aleph. And last time I told Aleph is the first word, and bet. So if I say Aleph bet, you hear where you get what alphabet from. Aleph bet. If I pronounce with Aleph bet, that's where you get the word alphabet from. The Greek, alpha, that's where they get it all from. It's all come from there. Okay, everything, God has already put everything. There's nothing new. That's what I keep telling you. There's nothing new. And that's what Brother Bram said. There's nothing new. Anybody who bring anything to add to the Bible, it's wrong. And that's also God said, do not take anything away, do not add, because everything's in there. That's life. Okay? So that's Aleph, but these two are the same thing. So I told you to pay attention to this word Aleph. That's number one. It has something to do with God. Okay, this Aleph. And then I also told you to pay attention to the vav, the he. Okay? So, because when we begin to talk about the name of God, vav, he, and I also would like you to take the tav. Tav is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So the way we say I'm Alpha and Omega, in Hebrew they'll say I'm Aleph and Tav. That's the last, okay? Now, brother, let's move quick. And I also told that the Hebrew alphabet, they have number. Now, you might have heard Brother Branham always insisting, change your child the name of your child if you know numerology. But you all listen to it and say, what Brother Branham talking about? Brother said, if you know the numerology, you change. Don't call any child Riketa or Ricky or this. Change those names. Change that. But, and then Brother Bram, and a certain message, do you hear God came changing them from Abraham? When was the last time? You begin, but you when you listen to that, you just have to believe it, right? When I used to hear that, I just believe that if Brother Bram said it, it's true. But then when I begin to learn these things, that behind all those letters that God have, that they all have numbers. Obviously, mysticism, they begin to use that also to try. Remember that the devil will not produce anything of himself. But he will look at God and try to pervert it to his purpose. So today, mysticism, all the secret society and all that, they're using all these things here. The way the name of God is written in the Bible, they know that if it's God's name is written a certain way, that combination of number could mean something. People will run with that, try to do something. Like, for instance, people tell not going certain days. Like, I was talking to a Jew one time. He said that we always give gift in 18s. In 18, 18, 18, and explain me why. So if you take this one, it's called Het, is number 8. Okay, and if you take Yud, Yud the smallest, or pay attention to that, so we back at that. If you take this and this, 10 and 8 is what? 18. It's called Hai. If you put this and this together, Hai. And Hai means life. So the Jew like to give gift in 18s. He was saying, we're not going to give you, we'll give you 18. And I'm sure if you have gone to library, you have seen sign that will have this and this together, high, like a pendant, and different, it means life. All right? So just you understand those things. Brother Tim, can we advance? So the 10 commandments, just to show, have been something like this. You read this one first before that one. So this was the first one. I am the Lord, okay? And you read it like this, and then move to the next one. Brother Tim, next slide. So, and let's move. I'll skip this one because let me skip this one also as I get time. Okay, this one here, I didn't have that last time. But I wanted to show you this also. If you remember last time, I told you that, oh, Brother Tim, can you come back to the Hebrew alphabet again? Okay, here, we can stop here. Why did I tell you? I told you that, not this one. This one was just shown numerology. Yeah, this one. I told that's the first, Aleph, and that's the last. Okay? Now, I told you last time, in the Bible, when it begins to say in the beginning, God created, okay? The next word that came is a word that have two letters. This and that. So the Hebrew rabbi, I'm reading many studies, they're looking and saying, how come it's in the beginning God created the net? They know that nothing happened random in the Bible. Everything plays a certain way. So in the beginning, God created the beginning and the end. Move. Didn't Brother Brown preach to us? Keep telling you, before the foundation, God saw you. God saw the end before the beginning. He looked through stream of time. He saw everything that you do and he killed the lamb. Right, he killed the lamb. Okay, let's move forward. That's why I came back. All right, stop here. No. Where was the lamb killed? The lamb was killed on the cross for us. Right? Today we think that the cross has become a symbol of Christianity. Right? So, this is the Hebrew alphabet again. But it evolved through time. First, we're using signs, symbols. So, but the first symbols that they were using for the Hebrew alphabet, for the last, the Tav, I show you, was a cross. You see, cross, okay, some people put it down or not. But so throughout the ancient Phoenician, they were using a cross. If the old Hebrew were using a cross, I did, but depending on how they're writing it. But the old Hebrew using a cross. And now the school word that here we are the Tav. So, you see, when I read this, and then I read Brother Brown and say, he said that before God created me, he saw me. Amen. He slayed the lamb. Where was the lamb slain? On the cross. Amen. And I say, before he created Aleph and Tav, the beginning and end. So you see, those things just reinforce your faith to say the Bible is not any kind of book. Amen. Read your Bible. Amen. Study it. Amen. I'm not saying you need to understand Hebrew, but tell yourself, if God has sent a prophet, whatever he has revealed, I may not understand it, but it's true. Because you know what? Amen. What I realized is that Brother Brown didn't study Hebrew. But how did he know so many of those things? Because he went in the back of the Creator. Amen. Brother Brown said, I may not know how to read it, but I know the author. Amen. Now, when Brother Brown is there preaching, the reason why those people can come in Houston and try and take pictures, that is just another preacher standing there. But when that man was standing there, God is there with in the presence, Elohim. The Creator is there. And when he's speaking, it's not him speaking. The same God who did reveal this to the ancient Hebrews, Job, the main thing in the book of Job, That when you read it, you say, wow, all those that God had revealed to them through Abraham, that same God is telling the prophet the same thing. Amen. And he's preaching. But you see, but we see him, I just, oh, this is just a man there. And we can challenge him. We're going to take a picture. And then when we take the picture, God even say, you know what? I'll forgive you. I'll let you take my picture. Then you know that that man was not just taking, I'm with him. Amen. All right? So you see that, right? That's a cross. So that cross, so when Jesus comes, you know, I am Alpha and Omega. That's Greek who said that. But if a Jew had to say in Aramaic, you say, I am Aleph and Tav. When Jesus on the cross, what does he say? It is finished. We are the end. All right? We are the end. It is finished. So your healing, all everything, salvation, whatever you think, consider it's finished. And that's what Brother Branham keeps saying. I want to hear Brother Branham said, when you come to present the request, it's not a new request. Always say, but how come? But it's already done. You are just coming to say, okay, I want to claim this and accept it. It's already done. And we get there, when we get to the Lord's Prayer, in a certain part, you will also see where Jesus makes it even plain. Okay? So it's done. Anything that you have need of, just go to the Lord and ask for it. So, I saw this and I said, I'll bring it so you can see a picture, because me sometimes very, you see, they say God's word is sealed the cross. So you will see, you start the Aleph, and you end with the Tav, the cross. That's the end. All right? Christ, I've done it all. All right, let's go to the next. So John 5:39, you see what Jesus tell them? Search the scriptures. Because those Jews in the temple, all what they do, if you go there, certain tribe or whatever, I mean, Levite and many, all what they do, they sit throughout the whole day, you see them, the Orthodox, all what they do is just study the Bible. That's what they're just studying. But they're studying, and here come the manifestation of everything, they can't recognize it. And that's why Jesus said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, that eternal high, you think that you have in there, search. And they are the one who testify of me. Next slide, please. Now, Brother Branham said, in Christ the mystery of God revealed, 1963, if he's a principal theme of the entire Bible. If you read the Bible and don't see Christ in every verse of it, go back and read again. See, if you can see Christ in every verse, okay, of the Bible, then you read it again because you miss something. The Bible is Christ. He's the word. When you read, in the beginning God created, there is Christ. Every, from that to the amen in Revelation, is everything tells for Christ. So you see, when I first came to the message, you know, I didn't have a church. For 5 years, I didn't have a church. I was somewhere witnessed when I was in college. The only time I can go to church when I've traveled, go to another country. Okay? So when I read things like this, I'm reading about war. Where is God? You're reading about certain things. This happened. This one happened. This one happened. Where do you see God? But I won't doubt it. I say, you know, if the prophet said it, it was okay. But now, by the grace of God, he allowed me to read a little bit of Hebrew. You begin to read the whole Bible, the signature of God. He's all over. Amen. Is his signature all over? Amen. All right? And that's the reason why they say, do not add, do not decree. Before, if you add, is that you're saying that you're more than God. You add something to God. Amen? God, the Bible is a written form of God. Imagine if I can look at one of you and I'm a good artist, very good one, and I begin to draw everything. When I see you there, that's the Bible, that's God image written. And, but if you take something out, same thing, you're telling that God, I know better than you. I can do it better than you. And that's why I say if you add, you'll probably add it, and if you take anything out, you'll probably take it out. All right? Next, please. Okay, in Genesis, we read this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And I told you, so they call him Elohim. Brother Brown also says Elohim. Elohim is the attribute of God, the creator. That's not his name yet. We know Elohim, the creator. But later on, many people throughout those regions also use Elohim to call their gods. Okay, they use the same word, Elohim, to call their gods too. All right, and this is what I was telling you in the beginning. So this in the beginning created God. Earth, Aleph and Tau. That's all. Let's move to the next. Okay, now Genesis 12. That's where I really wanted to go to the calling of Abraham. Now, why am I talking about the calling of Abraham here? You see, what we are going to examine now in the next service, how God expressed his characteristic, I was told as a father has to express his characteristics, right? So we're going to see how God expressed his characteristics to, to Abraham. So in Genesis 12, and the Lord said to Abraham, his name was not Abraham, okay? God called Abraham, and you will know why God has to change that name. People say, does it make any difference? Brothers, people say, does it make any difference? Yes, it makes a whole difference when you begin to understand what God is doing. Okay, and God called Abraham. But now remember, the previous, what I showed you, they call it Elohim. But down here, that's the name they call him. Now remember, I told you in Hebrew, there's no vowel. We went through that last time. Okay, the vowel, and I demonstrate to you what the vowel is. So if you take a Hebrew script, this is what you see. The dot, you won't see nothing. So you need to know what you're reading to understand it. But throughout the ages, since the language begin to get lost, they come up with convention to express vowels. So here, the Lord, you see capital L-O-R-D. That's how they call it. And this is the yud, the smallest letter I told you. So God's name starts with the smaller letter of the alphabet. Now, that already is one full year of study. Just why the name of God starts with the smallest letter of his alphabet. You know the way up is down. Yeah. And Brother Branham, before God made him preach the seals, he said, no, first preach to them, God may reveal in simplicity. Amen. Amen? And Jesus one time, he said, oh, Father, I'm so happy that you have, he thrilled in the spirit, said that you have hidden yourself. But you have reached a babe. What are the babe? The small one. He said, if you cannot be like one of those small, you cannot enter the kingdom. But you have to do, if he's saying that, that's going to his own attribute. So, we get there. Brother Bram says something about this, but I want to show you first what it is. Look, if you want to talk about my genealogy, you cannot say father and then children. You say Marcel Chau met Henriette Pluviose and they got married. Marcel and Henriette Chau, from there, they begin to have children. Stephen, Joshua, David, and Christelle. If the Lord bless them, then Stephen has it. And then how the genealogy goes. You don't start a genealogy by calling an attribute name. There has to be a name called to start a genealogy. So when God was created, it was Elohim. Self as somewhat creator. But that's not his name. All right, let's go next. Okay, this is just to again show you. Let's move. We can skip all this. Let's skip this one. Okay, here. All right, let's keep all this. We come back to it another time. I wanted to show you a certain thing in the Bible. Okay, here. No, let's go back here. Here. Now, Brother Abraham said Jehovah. All right, that's where I wanted to read. Don't worry, the other numbers, we get back to it. God. Let me, before we go any further, go back to Genesis 1:26. But you see, when Brother Abraham said drop those things, people are just following him. But it's God, you got to remember, it's God speaking through him. But now, one time the disciples asked Jesus, but why in the public you speak those things and then you explain to us in private? He said, no, to them, when they read, they don't see it. But to you, it's given to understand the mysteries. So you see, people read those things, but to you, the bride today is given the privilege to know the mind of God. Because remember, when God was about to go destroy Sodom, this is Almighty God. He can do what he wants to. He doesn't owe anything to Abraham. But he came there, and God said, wait a minute. Can I hide anything from Abraham, seeing that he's going to be here? So the same thing Abraham told us, the bride. God sent a prophet Why? Can I hide anything to my children, given that a bride is going to be the heir? You see, and that's what Brother Misha is preaching. He bring Abraham, and he'll spell it out. A-B-R-A-H-A-M. And then he'll bring Graham. But there's something that his Brother Abraham is not saying that you have to read between the lines. Okay, then you'll be going by the, but this one is 6 letters, this one is 7 letters. We go back to all that. The Brother Abraham keeps saying that. But you see, the reason why there's so many fall away today, when people are listening to those things, that the Brother Abraham is saying nonsense. That the Brother Abraham is just, oh, this is a cult. But you know what? Never think that way. God speaking, but he opened the mind of his children to understand. And if people want to criticize it, all they can do is criticize, say, Brother Branham is false and that and that. But to the one that is sent to, they will see it and they will believe it. Okay, so, all right. So you see here, the word means in Hebrew, the self-existence. Who created? El, Allah, Elohim, all those, if we have time, we get to there, mean the all-sufficient. But that's not a name. And that's, you see, if people have understand this, nobody will ever battle anybody in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They will have never fought Brother Branham on those doctrines. Because those are just attributes. God, but when God began, but look here in Genesis 2, and this is at Genesis 2:14, when he made men, he said, I am. Now, when you're listening to this, this is what Abraham talking about. Yahoo, Yahjuvu, Yahuwah, Jehovah. Abraham, because you see, remember, Abraham didn't study Hebrew. But God gave him enough to tell the people that he will one day open the poem and people will see it. You see, when you're reading that, this is what Abraham talking about. But this whole here, this simple phrase that he put there is part of big mysteries of God. In simplicity. Okay? What did he mean? I'm a distant one who has created something of myself to be of mine, or a temporary, or an amateur little of me. Oh, glory, why? He gave men. Jehovah means that he gave men to be an amateur God because he's Father God, and he made a man an amateur God, so he isn't self-existence anymore. God dwells with you. Amen. He exists with his family. Amen. So now let's move to, now he's Jehovah. Now let's move to the next one. We will, okay, here I bring some quote for you too. You can see that Brother Brown will be saying, like for example, he said here, but watch Martha, her attitude. She said, Lord, if thou will be here, give him his right title, Lord, capital. Now go back to your Old Testament. Each time you read Lord, is written capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Now, if you want, fast check me, a Jew, Orthodox Jew, will never write a combination L, O, R, D. And we get there, he will write L dash R, D, if you want to say something. God, he will never write a combination G, O, D. He write God, G dash D. All right? Let's move to the next, please. All right, the tetragrammaton. What does it mean, a tetragrammaton? The tetragrammaton was the four Hebrew letters usually translated YHWH or JHVH. That formed the proper name of God. And if you see, Brother Branham said, when God created a family, and we're going to have a genealogy, and then Adam, from Adam, Seth, and so forth. God, he came and revealed his proper name. And the proper name, was those four letters, I told you, the smallest one, the yud, the he. Now the vav, I told you, through what is called language palatalization, some say wow, some say vav. It depends on, just like America here, you know, we have different accents to pronounce the same thing. So some say vav, some say wow. And the hey. Now, also all the Hebrew alphabet, they have a meaning. So the yud is hand, like yad. The hey means behold. The vav or vav is a nail to clench the ten. And this is a hey. So you have here hand, behold, nail, and hand. And that's how he called himself. Okay, now I'm not going to go into any interpretation. I'm just telling you what the letters mean. Okay, but when you read things like that, and you see that even before, Abraham said, before the foundation of the world, God saw you and slay the lamb. Amen. And people fought him on that, on predestination. Amen. And when he came down, he said, this is my name. That's how you spell my name. Now, nobody, since there's no vowel, nobody knows how to spell that name. Nobody knew. So, some say, if I put A here, a vowel A, and E here, maybe I call it Yahweh. That's why some people, sometimes Brother Brown would say Yahweh. Now, some people say, if I put here an E, O, and A, I call it Jehovah. Now, in Hebrew, remember, there's no J in Hebrew. It's Y. But we call the J, as we go through Greek, Latin, and all that, the Y, that's how we got a J. There's no J in Hebrew, all right? So that's why some say Yahweh, and that's what Brother Brown says, say, Juvu, Juvua. Brother Brown is just trying to say all those. But like I said, remember, Brother Brown didn't study Hebrew. But God revealed to him. He saw it and he's trying to preach and go far. Brother Brown, how God wants you in the whole Bible. Okay? But remember, like when God showed him the thunders, he said that it's a secret because if the devil knows what it is, the devil will do so much damage. Amen? So the name of the arm of God in heaven, they call it, they usually commonly call it the capital L-O-R-D. So each time you see a capital L-O-R-D in your Old Testament, that's a personal name of God they're calling. But nobody knows how to pronounce it. But the reason why you see this is because the Hebrew says that you shall not call the name of the Lord thy God in vain. So people think that you're going to be blaspheming. So they will just write capital O-R-D, they will say Adonai, Adonai. Nothing is not Adonai, it's written, but it's the name of God. Let's move to the next. Now, Abraham. Now, Brother Tim, could you quick go back to the alphabet again? It gets so interesting. Oh, here. I told you this is that, right? Aleph and Bet. Now, if you drop rule, these are the same, okay? But usually if the Hebrew, they use these two. So if I take this and that, it's coming father. Let's go back to that again. Now, look at what you saw, right? Let's go. Okay. You saw the Aleph and the Bet called father. So when he started by telling who he is. I'm Almighty God. I'm one. Echad. Aleph. I'm the Lord. Everything starts from me. Av. Okay? Now, Ram means exalted. High. So if you put those together, Avram, the calling that maybe he might have come from the respect that the people have with his statue and all that, they call him exalted father. But God has to change that, as we see later, for something for you and I. Okay? So, I have, I think, 5 more minutes. So then, Abraham, why am I bringing Abraham? You tell me, well, God dealt with Abraham because he was special. No. Abraham is just like you and I. Okay? So Abraham was just an ordinary man like you and I, but God called him by projecting one of his characteristics to him. And Brother Abraham said, when divine love projects, sovereign grace takes place. Amen. All right? So quickly here, I know we come back again to the calling of Abraham, the next, but let me read something to you for Abraham. You may say, well, me? I'm a sinner. I came from a poor country. I came from these jungles. I came from where? I came from the ghettos. This, me? Like Abraham? No. Well, Abraham, and we go through that. We read the quote later on. We have time. I'm going to take my time. But I'll read this story for you to end. Abraham, the background, he came from idol worshiper. All right? Brother Abraham, explain that to us. So I read a story from the there's some Hebrew side that I read. Now they say that they told me the story about Abraham. But they say that Abraham came to understand the truth that there is only one God who's creator of all. For instance, when he was born, that's some story that, you know, they talk about traditions. They say, for instance, when he was born, Abraham's mother hid him in a cave. She was afraid that the evil king, Nimrod, would kill her son because prophet had warned that he would triumph over Nimrod. Guarded by the angel Gabriel, young Abraham first worshipped the stars as God until they were obscured by the sun. If you remember, Abraham always said that first Bible that God wrote were there. So you see, when Abraham would say those things, people would say, who is he talking? Abraham talking about the was in pyramid, first in the skies. People read that and say, no, this kid and what it is false. This guy's only seventh grade education. Where does he get that from? I got to remember, this guy is standing with the creator. He went in the mind of the creator and telling us the mind of the creator, okay? Now, then he declared that the sun was God until it set and the moon took his place. Clouds then covered the moon, showing Abraham that the moon was not a god either. At last, Abraham understood that there was one supreme God who would rule over all the forces of the universe. Okay? And now they said, Abram, you call Abram then, has long since realized that idol worship was foolishness. Because they say his father even sold idols. That's why he was born. Okay? One day, he was asked to watch his father's store. Abraham took a hammer and smashed all the idols, except for the largest one. Okay? His father came home and demanded to know what happened, because that's what the father lived of, idols. Abraham explained that the idols all got into a fight, and the biggest idol won. Now listen to this. When his father objected that this was impossible, Abraham said, aha, so you agree with me that idols are powerless. Amen? Amen? My father, there is only one true God, and this God cannot be shaped with human hands. Amen. So you see why they say God called Abraham and called him. When God saw that, Abraham, follow me. Amen. So you see, Abraham understood it. So, quickly, one last thing. If you go to Genesis, okay, I think Genesis 14, when Lot was taken away, the word Hebrew was never used before that. The first time the word Hebrew was used, it was called Abraham the Hebrew, was in Genesis 14, when Lot was taken and one came, they say, and Abraham the Hebrew. Everyone, today, there's a lot of fight. Some say, I'm a Hebrew. The other one say, I'm a Hebrew. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what race. Yellow, red, white, black, I don't care. You are Abraham's seed when you're born in Christ. Amen. You know what the Abraham mean? No, the Hebrew mean? Hebrew, in Hebrew language, it just means Ivri. So if you tell anybody Ivrit, it means you're speaking about Hebrew language. But Ivri means crossover. Some of have gone over the other side. Who is Abraham? When God called you, he leveraged and crossed over. So when he crossed over, the characters Abraham separated. When the people realize, and I can't remember, the Oriental, they're always used by your characteristics. Abraham, the guy who has separated himself. Abraham, Hebrew. That's where the word Hebrew comes from. So today, every one of you who have said bye to the world, when Christ called you from the mud where you were, you say, world, you caught it. Bye, world, you are Hebrew. I will end here. We pick it up next time. Let us rise and pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, thank you, Father, for helping me. Father, I know this is a difficult subject with so many things. And Lord, I pray that may you help me, Father, to just put it simple. I thank you for today's message. And Lord, I pray that may you bless the oncoming service. Bless the speaker. Anoint us all. May we get and worship you, knowing that, Father, you are one God who created all, who created us, and you love us. You call us not because of our background. You call us not because of what we've done, who we are. But you call us because you projected your love towards us and your sovereign grace took over. You call us because you love us. And you pity us as Adam for the race. And you came and died. But Father, that was something you've already done before the foundation of the world. Father, let everyone of us here internalize that fact. Know that. Make it present tense, that you are with us, a God, a present tense God who loves us so much, not the God of history, not the God of the future, but the God of present tense, walking with us, helping us. Oh God, bless us, bless the service, bless each one of us. Give us enough grace, oh God, to hold on, have faith, to know that you are all in all. We thank you in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Sherry. Yeah. God bless you. 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 God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.